Report: Kamala Harris wants DNC to release secret postmortem of her failed 2024 campaign. By Amy Furr on May 7, 2026. Former Vice President Kamala Harris, D, reportedly wants the Democrat National Committee, DNC, to release its autopsy of the 2024 presidential election in which she lost to President Donald Trump. NBC News on Thursday reported a person who heard conversations between Harris and donors said she wants the committee to release its findings regarding what happened and why she failed to win the presidency. While she indicated to donors that she had no issue with releasing it, Harris has not discussed the postmortem with DNC Chairman Ken Martin and did not know about his decision to keep it under wraps until it happened, this person said, the outlet continued, adding, "The subject of the autopsy's release has grown into a flashpoint in the party. And it is dogging Martin, who had promised to conduct a comprehensive review of the defeat and share it with the public." In February, Axios reported that Democrat officials who worked on the secret report found Harris lost many of her backers due to former President Joe Biden's, D, handling of the war on Gaza. During her brief campaign, Harris sought to strike a balance, showing strong support for Israel while calling for a ceasefire and expressing sympathy for Palestinians under attack in Gaza as well as the hostages being held by Hamas, the Axios article stated. After losing to Trump, Harris announced she was writing a memoir about her time on the campaign trail after Biden dropped out of the race. During her book promotion media tour, she falsely claimed the results were the closest of the 21st century, according to Breitbart News. The outlet continued. In reality, the closest election of the century was former President George W. Bush's 271-266 Electoral College win over former Vice President Al Gore. The 2020 election was also slimmer, with former President Joe Biden garnering 74 more electoral votes than President Donald Trump, while he received 86 more electoral votes than Harris in 2024. In reality, Harris lost every single swing state, failed to flip even a single county in her direction, and became the first Democrat in two decades to lose the popular vote. Harris has said she might run for the White House again in 2028. And a recent Harvard/Harris survey found Americans favored a 2028 presidential matchup between Vice President J.D. Vance and Harris, according to Breitbart News.